This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had a fail at work. Like, maybe you accidentally put aluminum foil in the microwave, shorted out the electricity, did a reply all, that was a big oopsie.
Accidentally said a naughty word on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, things like that.
It happens.
It happens, right? But if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally deploying the emergency slide on an airplane, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
The good news is it was not in the air. It was
good
at the gate, but this Delta
flight...
there was
no emergency, right? Good news.
Right, right. So here's the thing. This is why it's such a big deal. He accidentally deployed the emergency slide, this flight attendant. The plane was at the gate. The thing is, though, you can't just kind of like roll it back up and stick it back in and say, we're good to go. It's a complicated process. It costs between $50,000 and $70,000 to replace the slide. So here's the other part of it. Because the flight was going from Pittsburgh to Salt Lake, but had to be canceled. The passengers, every single one on board, had to be put on a later flight. Maybe even it wasn't even that day.
They
probably even had to do it the following day. Now, the flight attendant did apologize to some of the travelers. He was like, look, 26 years of experience. I've never had this happen before. And if you're thinking, you're like, isn't there like some sort of safe thing that's like, are you sure you want to deploy the slide?
You would think like at least a two-step process.
There isn't. Because typically when you have to deploy the slide, it's an emergency.
Yeah, and you need to do it.
And you
got to
do it now.
I also see that.
So
okay.
They put the onus and the trust in the flight attendants to know and to follow a specific cross-check protocol.
Don't hit that button.
That's right.
Unless absolutely necessary.
Here's the only, the I guess the final kick in the pants is none of the passengers got to actually jump down the slide.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
That sounds fun.
It would have been. It could have been
big,
fun.
Big giant slide. That would be fun.
I know. Big slide.
But they all had to deplane.
They
wouldn't
did.
That be a fun way to do it?
That would
Let's
have been a fun way.
And just dive into the mistake a little bit and just have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You guys aren't
so,
going anywhere until tomorrow. Sorry about that.
That was a $70,000, at least a $70,000 mistake. Not to mention all of the hundreds of people who were on that flight who had to get rebooked and put up in a hotel. And all that stuff. So.
Oh, that is. Oh, gosh. And how much did that end up costing?
Yeah, exactly.
The airline.
Exactly. So, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally deploying the emergency slide on that airplane you're getting ready to fly on, you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not in charge of any kinds of buttons like that. No. Don't put me anywhere near it.
What's the most expensive mistake you've made at work? I mean, we've talked about this before. It's fun to bring up every now and then because everybody has that sort of monetary value of, yeah, that cost the company a couple thousand dollars.
I
accidentally did that, blah, blah, blah.
There are lots flooding in.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tiffany, I already see yours coming in. That was wild. So, yeah, we'll get to some of your stories coming up here on 99.7 JX. That's your setting the bar story.